deserve Jannah into Jannah, and those who deserve Jahannam into Jahannam. The days that we have in this world will also be there, although there will be no day and night. Allah Ta'ala will show us the extent of days and nights and also the number of hours. So when Friday will come at that hour when the people used to go for Jummah will approach, a person will call out saying, O dwellers of Jannah, go into the jungles of abundance, the length and breadth of which are known, not known to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be mounds of musk, which will be as high as the skies. The Anbiya alayhimus salam will be made to sit on towers of light, and the believers on chairs of sapphires. Once everyone is seated in their respective places, Allah Ta'ala will send a breeze which will carry the musk. The breeze will carry the musk and apply it to their clothing, faces and hair. That breeze will know how to apply that musk even better than an experienced woman who is given all the different perfumes of the world. Allah Ta'ala will then order the carriers of His throne to place His throne among these people. He will then address them saying, O my servants who have brought Iman in the unseen despite not having seen me, who have believed in my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and who have obeyed my laws, ask me whatever you wish for. This day is the day of giving abundantly. They will all exclaim in one voice, O Allah, we are pleased with you. You also be pleased with us. Allah will reply, O dwellers of Jannat, if I was not pleased with you, I would not have kept you in my Jannat. Ask for something because this is the day of giving in abundance. They will all say in one voice, O Allah, show us your beauty that we may be able to look at your noble countenance with our very eyes. Allah Ta'ala will lift the veil and will become apparent, and His beauty will engulf them from all sides. If this order was not given from before, that the Jannatis will never get burnt, without doubt, they would have endured the heat of this night. They would not have endured the heat of this night, and all of them would have gotten burnt. He will then ask them to go back to their respective places. Their beauty and attractiveness will multiply through the effects of the real beauty of Allah. They will then go to their wives. They will not be able to see them, nor will their wives be able to see them also. After a little while, the noor which was concealing them will be removed. They will now be able to see each other. Their wives will ask them, how is it that you do not have the same look and appearance which you had left with? That is, your appearance is now 1,000 times better. They will reply that the reason for this is that the noble being of Allah was made apparent to us and we saw His beauty with our very eyes. What a great bounty they received on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that great bounty. That is one of the greatest bounties, the pinnacle, the ecstasy, and that is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, in the Jummah of this world, we need to fulfill the different etiquette, sunnah, commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Thanwi says, a Muslim should begin his preparations for Jummah from Thursday. After the Asr on a Thursday, he should make a lot of istighfar. One should wash one's clothes and keep them ready for Jummah. If one doesn't have any perfume or itar in the house, then if it's possible, try and obtain some and keep it ready so that he will not get distracted with these things on Jummah. The pious of the past have mentioned that the person to receive the most benefit on a Friday will be a person who waits for it and who makes preparations for it from Thursday. The most unfortunate person is he who does not even know as to when Friday will fall, so much so that he will ask the people in the morning, what day is it today? Some pious people used to stay in the Jami Masjid from the night of Jummah in order to make full preparations the following day. So some of the etiquettes are to make ghusl. Ghusl should be made, the hair of the head and the rest of the body must be washed thoroughly. There is great virtue in using the miswak on this day. Let us not lose the rewards of miswak. What a great virtue to make sure that we make miswak. How fortunate some people are restless and they don't have a miswak to use at the time of wudu. They are restless. Even on the day of Jummah now, make sure that we use the miswak. A person should wear the best Islamic clothing he possesses, and if possible, he should apply some ithar. Ensure that we clip our nails. There is gross neglect in this regard. Sometimes a person is clipping his fingernails, he is ignoring his toenails. Sometimes a person is leaving it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We should all check that we are clipping our nails and check our children's nails also. Make sure they are also clipping the nails. Because we find that here also the children, they're not clipping the nails. Maybe the parents too, maybe they're not checking on the children that the nails are clipped or not. One should try and go early to the masjid. Very important. The month of Ramadan is coming. We need to adjust our schedule. We need to try No matter how many excuses we can put in front, but if we make some attempt, Allah Ta'ala will open the way. Try and go early to the masjid, as early as possible. In this day and age, some people go 8 o'clock to the masjid. That is here in South Africa, 8, 8:30 going to the masjid. So the earlier a person goes, the more reward one will receive. And there's an amazing point, I'll mention this and conclude. It is mentioned in the past, the roads and alleys used to be extremely busy in the mornings at the time of Fajr. People used to go early to the Jami Masjid. There used to be such a large crowd gathered at the masjid that it resembled the days of Eid. Later, when this habit was given up, people began lamenting that this is the first bid'ah, an innovation in Islam. After writing this, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, aren't the Muslims ashamed of themselves that the Jews and Christians go very early in the morning to their synagogues and churches on Saturdays and Sundays? Those who are businessmen go extremely early to the bazaars in order to do their business. Why don't the Muslims do the same for Jummah? The reality of the situation is that Muslims have totally reduced the value of this blessed day. They don't understand what day this is and what a high status it has. How sad it is that the day which was more valuable than Eid in the eyes of the Muslims of the past, the day which Rasulullah was proud of, and the day which was not granted to the previous nations, has become so dishonored at the hands of Muslims. It is such ingratitude to this favor of Allah Ta'ala that the consequence of all this can be seen today with our very eyes. This is the words of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh. May Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us, give us the tawfiq to honor the day of Friday and to fulfill all the etiquettes.